Parsha B'chukosai, the cross, the main point in the parsha that we call the brachas and the klolas, the blessings and the curses, the blessings of those who keep the Torah and the curses of those who don't keep the Torah. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, explains the placing, the connection of the brachas, the klolas, to all the previous parshas, and he tells us that really what happened after the Chet HaEgel, after the Bnei Yisrael, the people of Israel, sinned at the Egel, at the golden calf, that they, Hashem was ready to, was basically ready to cancel, to mevatel the bris, the covenant that he had created with Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and Hashem was, after the tefillos, and after Yisrael did tshuva, after they repented, Hashem recreated what's called a bris chadash, a new covenant with Bnei Yisrael. In the new covenant, in that what he created a covenant that has what we call brachos v'klolos. The first covenant that was done before Chet HaEgel did not have brachos v'klolos, but in the new covenant, the new bris, it had what we call brachos v'klolos. This is part of the bris. The bris was necessary to have what's called brachos and klolos. What's brachos? If you do the mitzvah of Hashem, Hashem will give you this and this and this. He'll give you what the people say. Tremendous things will come to Bnei Yisrael. And if you don't do what Hashem, Ratzon, as the Am Bnei Yisrael doesn't do, then all these terrible calamities, the terrible golos, the exile will come with all the Torahs that will have come to Bnei Yisrael because they didn't keep the Torah. So it definitely needs an explanation. Hashem understood, he saw, he was mavato, he canceled the bris that was beforehand, and he recreated a new bris called the bris chadasha with the luchos shniyos, with the second tablets. So why was it necessary? What change that Hashem saw that the second bris needed to be with the with what we called brachos uklavos? Interesting, the Ramban, if you're exacting on his language, the Ramban says in a few places a very interesting language. He says, "Kushachatu be'egel." When Bnei Yisrael was choyte in the egel, when they sinned at the golden calf, ki'ilu, it's as if that bris was canceled, was broken in relation to Hashem, eitzel kosh baruch hu. And the Ramban in a few other places says it even clearer, that the bris was a bris between two sides, Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and Hashem, kosh baruch hu. The bris was vatal, was canceled, was stopped in relation to Hashem. Hashem canceled kapav, in relation to him. But Bnei Yisrael's chelik of the bris, of the covenant, wasn't canceled. That stayed. Just that chelik. What does the Ramban need to tell us? What's the Ramban telling us? I think the understanding of the Ramban is based on Ramban in a few places in the Parshas Truma. But the Ramban explains in Parshas Truma that when Bnei Yisrael stood on Har Sinai, they heard the source of Dibreis. Now Hashem wanted to bring them within the covenant. And then Hashem told them over mitzvahs that are a voice of Shal Mitzvah Shal Torah. Now it was necessary for Bnei Yisrael to go through a process of geirus, of becoming the Am Yisrael. Before then, they might have been Jews, but they wasn't out on the same level as the whole Am Yisrael, an Am converting over to become the Jewish nation. So therefore, they went over to a process of Geirus, of becoming the Bnei Yisrael, and they were Megayer. They all converted, and that's what happened in Truma. Therefore, it's impossible. That was part of the Yisrael's covenant, the Chelik of the covenant. That was part of their part of the Bris, was that they converted. They became close to God. They became what's called the Am School of the nation, the special nation, but special to Hashem. That can't be canceled. Once we know that the halach is a ger, that she is a guy, once the Am Yisrael became gerim, they are Jews, and that's it. Once you became a proper ger, and with that you're what we'll call makabal ol mitzvah. We accept it by myself. Accept on myself what's called the mitzvah. There's no going back on that. So there can never be a cancellation of the bris in relation to Am Yisrael. But Hashem made a bris in relation to God, it was canceled. The reason being is that there's a relationship. We're God's nation. We are Makabo to become Gerim. Hashem, Rambam tells us, the tachos of the world, the purpose of the world, is that through the world we should come to the Hakara. We should come to the realization of God and Vidnoi Delishmoi. To say Hodah and praise to Him. To say we are your Brias. We are your subjects. We are created by you. And to realize it and to live with that. And Hashem gave everyone the ability to do that until they were Choyta. And He gave that over, that ability to come to that Hakara, and that the world should see it. Once Avram was born, it was going to go only through that channel, through Avram. And Bnei Yisrael was the Ummah that through them, everyone should come to the realization that B'yosecha Nach were God's B'yos. When Bnei Yisrael was Choyta, the Choyta Ego, they did a Chet, which Ramban discusses in Parsha Kisisa, it was a tremendous Chila Hashem. And since they did a Chet that had a tremendous Chila Hashem, Hashem saw that Bnei Yisrael were not going to be, were not Ru'uyim, were not proper, were not the ones to be the ones. Through them, it should be Nisgalik Voit Shemaim. Through Bnei Yisrael, it should be Nisgalik Voit Shemaim. So therefore, with Mavatul the Bris, and through the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, and through the tshuva, the repentance of Bnei Yisrael, Hashem was willing and accepted to, again, to remechadish the Bris with Am Yisrael. But in the Bris, the second Bris, there has to be built into it that the Am Yisrael will be the ones that they're the Mekadshei Shemoi. The Ramban tells us that brachas and metzlalas are things that are almost supernatural. There are things that happen through teva, but then for that to happen to a whole nation, that when they don't listen to God, the land becomes destroyed. God forbid, Melech, it's not at all able to be plowed and be used, and the Umites will come and Goyim will come and other nations will come to use Eretz Yisrael, and when Bnei Yisrael and Golos, and it won't work for them. It won't be active. It won't grow for them. Only for Bnei Yisrael will. And history's proven this. This is the Messias. When Yisrael was out of Eretz Yisrael, they were in Golos. When the Bnei Yisrael were not sitting the Admosim, the land was not able to give off its payers. And when Bnei Yisrael recently did come back, when Bnei Yisrael's here, it's possible to have the payers. You see, you should know that the terminology green line is exactly that. Because the side of Bnei Yisrael was green and the other side was not green. The reason because that was a special bracha. So, but this is the brachas, and that's the klala. Says the Ramban, the klala is in itself, built into the klala is that we see the Yad Hashem. It's shown to Bnei Yisrael that through them, if they're choyte, they do chatan, that's great. They won't come out of Chilul Hashem anymore. Also Kiddush Hashem. We'll see that Hashem is Ma'anish them, and we'll see the Yad Hashem. And no one will forget the Yad Hashem. They'll see the Hakara that Hashem is there. So it's necessary, if Bnei Yisrael is going to be the Ummah, that to them there'll be a Kiddush Hashem, it has to be necessary that also when they are Choyta, to the degree that is deserving of Golus, that they will be also the Mekadshei Shemaim. They will be the Kalim, they will be the vehicles that to them will become a Kiddush Shemaim, even Derech the Klolos. So that's why it's necessary for Bnei Yisrael to be that Ummah, that nation, that will be the Kaddish in your mind. It's necessary to have a bris, to have connected with the bris, the brachas of klal that's built into the bris, that even if Yisrael doesn't achieve what they're supposed to, and they are choyte, and their chmonos have to go into galus, it'll still come through them, that Kiddush Em Shemayim, and they'll be the ones that will be gorim, that everyone should know, B'yosecha nachton to be makir, the bar in this world. Thank you.